This is the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Each week, we break through the lies and deceptions of the news coverage out there when it comes to Israel and the Middle East, and we give you a biblical perspective as to what's happening in that part of the world. Today, we're going to talk to Dr. Baruch Korman, who lives in Israel with his family. He lives 15 miles from the Gaza border, where there's an ongoing war between Israel and Hamas.
Well, we've been here for a few days, and I talked to my youngest daughter last night. And there was a lot of noise, not of explosions, that she was hearing because we live about 25 kilometers, what we could say, 15 miles from the northern part of Gaza. And the Israeli armed forces, the military, the air force are again working in Gaza in order to bring victory to the Jewish people, to the nation of Israel. And what I want to emphasize is that God's at work at this. Whenever there's conflict, God's in it. And there's a side that's pleasing to God, and there's a side that's displeasing to God. And I think we need to remember that because our God is a God of justice. And we want to bring a Western mentality to them. They see that Western mentality as weakness and a call to exploit such a view rather than any concept of justice, righteousness, holiness, and the truth of God. So if there's going to be a change there, there has to be a change of leadership. It cannot be Hamas. And as I said, the people of Gaza, they understand the suffering that their vote for Hamas has brought upon them. And we see that on October 7th, 2023, that Israel was attacked. It's interesting because the people who were attacked and many of them slaughtered to death. And I'm not going to go into the atrocities, but people need to be educated on what happened on October 7th. What happened to babies? What happened to women? What was actually done? Because it was not righteous behavior. It was satanic behavior. And we need to just be upfront and be truthful about it. And what we see here is that that war began. It was unprovoked. And the people, most of which who were at the front lines of this, were people who were assisting the people of Gaza. There were organizations that when a sick child with a disease, with a problem that needed surgery, these people were the ones who were going in and bringing them out using different foundations, different nonprofit organizations to help the people of Gaza. And how were they repaid? By being butchered, by their homes being set on fire, by people being killed by smoke coming into their safe rooms. This is what happened. And we need to have a right view, not the deceitful view that so many of the international press is putting out. So I appreciate you, John, because you want to report truth. That's what's going on in Israel and the Middle East, not simply representing a woke agenda. God is a God of justice. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of truth. And therefore, we should be praying that the people of Gaza, God loves them. I hope no one gets the impression that I don't love the people of Gaza. That's not true. I want the very best for them. But they're not going to experience the very best until they have access to the truth of God, to the Word of God.
You can find out more about Dr. Baruch Korman and his worldwide Bible teaching through loveisrael.org. That's loveisrael.org. Or you can download their Bible study app, My Bible Study. It's available for Android and iOS devices. Israel and the Jewish people are celebrating 77 years of independence this year. As they celebrate 77 years, they continue to face calls of annihilation. And yet they survive. That is a miracle. It's a miracle that we can find in God's Word. God's Word says that the Jewish state will never be destroyed. And we can trust what God's Word says. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.